This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we will be posting, you know, whatever show prep stuff that we talk about. It usually ends up on our social media, the Twitter and the Mastodon, which you can access over at toot.freetalklive.com. Mastodon is a decentralized federated replacement for Twitter, and it's great. I'm a huge fan of it. And also, you can follow our Telegram post directly. It's all the same stuff. Just depends on whatever platform you want. So you can do toot.freetalklive.com for our Mastodon. You can do twitter.freetalklive.com for that. And then also telegram.freetalklive.com if you prefer your Telegram delivers from Free Talk Live. With you tonight in the studio is Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So if you're just tuning in, we did spend the first hour talking about Julian Assange. I feel like we've covered the story. I don't know if there's much else. Did you guys have anything else you wanted to say on that?
No.
He is likely...
I think it's obvious what's going on
just
here.
Just to recap briefly, in case you're just tuning in, the news is that the government accidentally revealed potential charges against Julian Assange through a mistaken court filing in another person's case, which they'd left the word Assange in the filing a couple of times. It's like they forgot to do a find and replace as they were doing some boilerplate copying from Assange's purported court indictments. So we're going to keep you in the loop as that case, of course, develops. Here at toll-free number, you can join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. As we go to your calls and thoughts, coming up, the Pentagon has been audited for the first time, apparently ever.
Ever.
And, Daryl, you've got the details on how well they did. We'll tell you about it coming up, but first, Sarah is on the line listening in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I was told that there's a judge. I guess
there are lots of judges.
There was a judge that stopped the speeding ban ticket to be put on the credit report rating.
No, so, are you serious?
I've heard of this.
I mean, if you don't pay a speeding ticket,
China's got this.
That dings your credit history.
Boy, it used to be, like, I think 3 years ago. This was very recent, and only in our state. It had to be a New Mexico judge. So the 8 speeding bans, if you just refuse to pay, it no longer goes on your credit rating.
This is common amongst states, actually.
You're saying the judge overturned that it went on the credit, so it was going on credit ratings, and now the judge said, no, it shouldn't do that?
Right, so that's what I'm hearing. It's a very recent thing.
Okay.
And the thing is that people still drive like that. They're gonna it's gonna go under credit rating.
They drive like it's gonna go under
credit.
How do you know they drive like it's gonna go on their credit rating? What does that mean?
Well, it used to be that. Let's say, for example, you know those let's say you have a maybe 5 speeding van tickets. And you say, you know, that's a fake ticket. I'm just not going to pay it.
It goes from
$100 to...
Or better yet, challenge it. It's better to take it to court because then they'll probably throw it out. You shouldn't ignore things like that. Go ahead.
But now, they don't have to do it now that nobody goes to court. It does not report. In other words, if you want to buy a car or like something like a home mortgage on time, it'll be like, oh, you have unpaid tickets. Well, your point, we're gonna make you pay more to get this loan because you're unreliable. You know, you have these speeding tickets, you don't pay.
Right. Places where they have these things, and Sarah's not really explaining it that well, it's not the local government that sends out
the
tickets.
It's a private company.
It's a private company, and then if you don't pay, then it's considered a debt. And that gets added to your credit report.
But she's saying that's now been overturned by a judge?
She's saying that a judge has overturned that.
That's correct.
At least in New Mexico.
Well, I mean, the thing is, though, what judge? Was it a Supreme Court judge from New Mexico? Or was it
You're the one calling us. You're the one who's bringing us this news. Apparently, you didn't bother to research it. Did you just hear about it on the radio? Of course, you don't have the internet, right?
Well, the thing is, people are telling me that you don't have to pay those, and it's taken. No, I've talked to the mayor, Greg Hall, from that city. I've talked to him, and it's now no longer applicable to. I mean, no longer put on the credit report.
I am glad to hear that. I suspect you want it to be on somebody's credit report. You want somebody's credit to be ruined by not paying some illegal ticket generated by a machine where there's no actual witness for whatever the ostensible violation was, in this case, speeding tickets. I think that these things are eminently challengeable in court, and I would be interested in hearing stories from people who have challenged
these
tickets.
I don't even think you need to challenge it in court, because it's something that goes on a driving record? Your credit report, right.
But it doesn't, is what she's saying. It's been taken off that.
Well, that's because of a judge's decision, but you could potentially challenge it on your credit report as well. And
that would be another way to do it.
It's not an actual debt, therefore you should be able to get it off without even seeing a judge.
Well, that's why I suspect the judge overturned this, because it's not an actual debt, given that you didn't consent to getting into that particular debt. It's not a legitimate contract.
So what I just found, and this story, I don't even know if this is the thing that Sarah's calling in about, a story from the Cook County Record in Illinois, class action challenges legality of more than 2 million Chicago red light camera tickets.
Okay.
This is from September. I don't know if she's talking about this class action lawsuit, but doing a search for judge and speeding ticket and credit report.
That's what came
doesn't reveal a lot.
But that's what came up on that search.
This is one of the things.
All right. Sarah, so you want to ruin people's credit over a ticket?
But then why are people still driving? If no longer nobody has to pay the tickets, how come they're still driving? What I'm saying is
there's probably some kind of an enforcement mechanism here, Sarah. I just don't know what it is.
Right.
You can't register your car or something.
Right. If you have unpaid tickets, they won't let you renew your driver's license.
Right.
You can't renew the registration on your car.
Right, which is why you should challenge these things.
All kinds of things.
And take them
to court.
They'll
suspend your driver's license.
Because they have to give you a hearing. Chris, I know you were saying that you don't have to challenge it in court. You could challenge it on your credit rating.
They
have to give you a hearing
if
you challenge one of these things.
Sure, as far as the...
Because it's still governmental. Even though it's being issued by a private company, it's being issued with the consent
of
the government.
But the debt itself is what you can challenge, because it's not legitimate.
No, but I know you're saying you can challenge the debt
on a credit report. If you lose, right, and then you don't pay the ticket.
Yeah.
Okay. Or the fine or whatever that results.
So you're saying go to court.
You're saying challenge it in court first.
Yeah.
And then later you can challenge it again.
Challenge it again because you can do it on your credit report because it's not legitimate.
That's an interesting approach.
I've heard from people that have gotten these things where they've tried to get a court hearing and were told that they couldn't because it was not issued by the local government.
Well, it goes by state by state. But the thing is, if people are refusing to pay... But they're not fearful of anything, and then how are they going to sustain this program if there's no money?
I hope that it fails. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight.
Yeah, Bob had a situation where he went through Massachusetts, slowly tried to appeal, and they turned him down for the appeal.
So they're still sending him notices?
No, I think he paid it, but
okay.
Unfortunately, but it wasn't like a speeding fine. It was a
How did he try to appeal it? Did he write the private company and try to appeal it with them? Because that's one way you can try.
In that case, it's actually government, I believe, that was doing it. So this is Massachusetts, and it was a toll ticket, basically, because you didn't have Easy Pass. So they send you.
I thought those were issued by private company.
I believe it is actually the tax authority of Massachusetts or whatever that revenue something. You guys don't know what it is.
Okay. I don't live.
So it's something like revenue or something department of something, but it might be privately managed. But either way, basically, or it might go to them for like collection purposes or something. But yeah, they refuse to
ask,
give a.
I should ask my ex appeal. Because she gets those notices all the time. She she blows through those.
Does she ignore them?
Yeah, she's been ignoring them for a long time. So there's more coming up here. If you want to weigh in, maybe you've got some actual experience about this, and you know you've challenged one of these things. Because I'd be more interested in you know the back and forth and exactly what the letters say and who's issuing them. Because otherwise we're just kind of speculating.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Inviting you to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. Coming up February 14th through the 17th, we are 3 months away from Anarchapulco. It's coming back, and it's going to be bigger than ever. The event sold out in 2018, and it was an amazing event. It's going to be so large, they've actually reserved the entire resort for Anarchapulco.
What?
Yes. And this, you know, if you haven't been to this resort, you don't know how you know, beautiful and massive it is. It's right on the beach in Acapulco, which is just a beautiful place. And the resort is huge. It's a multi-story hotel, and then there's two very large event halls, basically. The hall they were in this year, in 2018, early this year, held approximately 1,700 people. It was a full house.
Mm.
Everybody was there to watch Ron Paul, so I saw this room full. It was standing room only. And they have a larger venue on this, you know, this property. So they filled the 1,700 one. Now they're going to the one that can hold 3,000 people. And there's going to be multiple stages, so they're literally taking over the whole property. Go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL. You will save on your tickets there, 15% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Ron Paul's coming back, so if you missed him, if you've never seen Ron Paul speak, this may be one of your last chances to do it. I don't say that to be morbid. I just say it to be realistic. You know, he's getting older, and at some point he's going to just decide he wants to spend the rest of his days with his family, you know, even before he ends up passing on.
Right.
Great speaker, and that's one reason to come out. But the big reason is because there are going to be thousands of liberty-minded folks there. It's going to be the largest gathering of voluntarists and libertarians, free thinkers, and anarcho-capitalists happening in the world. And speakers will discuss all kinds of things: entrepreneurship, investment, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of this world-class resort. You can go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL to get your tickets and get a discount. And we will look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. So once again, anarchapulco.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So we can get... I don't know if there's much else to say about that call with the ticketing. We were doing a little bit of research on these toll booth tickets or speeding van tickets, these automated tickets that are generated in many cases by private companies on behalf of a government.
Right.
You were talking about your boyfriend,
partner,
Bob, who got one of these tickets from the Massachusetts Ticketing Authority for blowing through a toll booth. Because what they did in Mass was they got rid of all the human beings from their toll booth operations, and all they have now is Easy Pass. And so if you don't have an Easy Pass, you're going to get a bill in the mail.
Yep.
You can go right through.
Unless,
snap a picture.
Unless you're from a state that doesn't participate in Easy Pass.
Wait, there's an exemption?
No, it's that the way they do it is any state that participates in Easy Pass in that system, they can basically get the address and owner of the vehicle through that system. But if your state does not participate in Easy Pass, they don't have that they don't have access to that information. Therefore,
even if they get your license plate,
even if
they
get your license,
pull?
Now presumably they must be able to somehow via like some sort of criminal system. But I guess they
license
can't,
plate scanning.
I guess they can't for this purpose.
Huh.
And so anybody who has a license plate that's passing through from a state that doesn't participate in Easy Pass,
they won't get a bill.
Won't get a bill.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool. I think I heard Vermont has a disconnect on that.
Yes, exactly. Vermont's was an example that was given in the report that I was reading about arguments prior to this change. The government basically was saying, well, it's an acceptable loss because it's going to make the system so much more efficient.
It's probably true. So if you want to weigh in on that, maybe you've got experience challenging these automated tickets, I'd love to hear about that. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Daryl, you were about to tell us a story about the Pentagon.
Yes.
Has actually been audited for the first time in history.
Yes.
And how great they did.
Oh, it was spectacular.
Right?
Spectacularly bad.
All right.
Story from Reuters.
Is anyone surprised? By the way, before we even get into the details, is anyone surprised?
I think we all know the answer to this.
Right.
The Deputy Secretary of Defense wasn't even surprised.
And he works for them.
Yes.
Okay.
I do personally find it interesting that Reuters is the one that came out with this story, because it was Reuters about 3 years ago that based on their own research, found that the Pentagon, over like the course of a couple of decades, had lost $21 trillion.
Mm.
Don't
oh,
know
God,
where it
I
is.
Remember that.
Just gone.
No, they broke this news?
Reuters broke that. It was
this news, though, today. The news story?
This actually came out yesterday about the audit. It says the Pentagon has failed what is being called its first ever comprehensive audit, according to a senior official on Thursday, finding that the Defense Department accounting discrepancies that could take years to resolve.
Oh, God.
Results of the inspection, conducted by some 1,200 auditors and examining financial accounting on a wide range of spending, including weapon systems, military personnel, and property, were expected to be completed later in the day. Deputy Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan told reporters, quote, "We failed the audit, but we never expected to pass it." Adding that the findings showed the need for greater discipline in financial matters within the Pentagon.
Jeez.
Shanahan said, "It was an audit on a $2.7 trillion organization, so the fact that we even did the audit is substantial."
So he's saying, you should congratulate us just because we did the audit.
Yes.
Pat us on the back. Give us the participation trophy.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
For this big audit.
The defense budget for fiscal year 2018 that ended September 30th was somewhere around $700 billion.
Mm.
The Pentagon is a huge agency with multiple branches of the military, costly weapon systems, large personnel needs, numerous military bases of various sizes at home and abroad, and troops deployed in far-flung locales.
Yep.
Shanahan said areas that the Pentagon must improve upon based on the audit results include...
all of them.
Compliance with cybersecurity policies and improving inventory accuracy.
Okay, translation. Compliance with cybersecurity policies means they have weak security, right?
Yeah. Yes.
They've dropped the ball. They could easily be hacked.
Every single government organization has gotten like a D or an F.
Oh, yeah.
Like in these, whenever it's been audited, yep. Like for security, not this audit, but.
Improving inventory accuracy? Translation. We've lost a bunch of crap. We don't know where it is. People have taken stuff home and we don't know, have no accountability for it.
In a briefing with reporters, Shanahan did not provide a figure detailing how much money was unaccounted for.
It's that embarrassing.
You know, again, Reuters about 2.5 years ago broke the story of $21 trillion missing from the Pentagon.
Do you guys remember the Clinton administration actually saying, well, we can't tell you what the figure is because it's a national security issue?
Of what figure?
The amount of spending at the Pentagon. Like the Pentagon.
I don't recall, but I believe you.
Yeah, it was absolutely insane. I mean, and this, I think, was all based around the whole how we never audited.
There is more to the story, and of course, none of this should really surprise anybody, but it's entertaining, you know, and true, so people need to hear about this. So, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, especially if there is somebody out there who actually thinks the military is some sort of efficient agency. Free Talk Live, we're honest.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know, USA Radio News.
A federal judge on Friday ordered the White House to immediately reinstate CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's security pass, siding with the network and other news organizations. In a written response, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said there would be more decorum at the White House and some rules and regulations would be put into place. President Trump explains what she meant by decorum.
You can't take three questions and four questions and just stand up and not sit down. Decorum. You have to practice decorum.
And if not followed, what can we expect?
I've instructed my people, when they're not treated properly, you have the right to just leave.
Republican Brian Kemp will be the next governor of Georgia, with Democrat Stacey Abrams conceding following a bitter 10-day battle since the election last week. Without proof, Abrams accused Kemp, former Secretary of State, of voter suppression and fraud. Abrams also indicated that she would be filing a lawsuit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at getthetea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to getthetea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. Getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855 453. That's 855 453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us. The toll free number is 855-453, Light Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on our call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can interact with, well, you can interact in the chat rooms normally, but during the show, we've got the on-air call-in lines that are open for you, and you can join in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian here.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Don't forget about AnyPay. If you are somebody who works, or if you're a manager or owner in the world of retail, and you want to be able to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Zen at your point of sale, or Dash, at your point of sale, then AnyPay makes it easy. I just used it today. I bought my my lunch out at our cryptocurrency meetup. You did too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And did you pay with Dash?
Yes, I did.
I did as well. And AnyPay is offering Dash back at qualified merchants now. So we got 10% back right there on the purchase. AnyPay is doing some really cool stuff.
I've been using it nonstop over the past week, and just in general, every day I pretty much use it.
And it works really well. It's a great process. It's super easy to get started, too, if you're a business owner or a manager. Just go to AnyPay.global. You can set up the account there and put your wallet address in. The account setup's super easy. Username, password, you're in. You put your wallet addresses in the back end, and you load the app on your point-of-sale device. That's it. You're done. It is that simple. Go to anypay.global to get started there. As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want. We're talking about the audit, the first ever full audit of the Pentagon that has gone on, and they failed. And as their spokesbureaucrat had pointed out, Daryl, they expected to fail.
Yes.
Because government sucks, and it's inefficient. And even if you like the government agency, that doesn't make it efficient. Even if you like, you know, your government agents at the military, because, like, conservatives love the military, but they don't like other government agencies. Turns out the military's an inefficient, wasteful, pointless agency as well.
Right. It was unclear, Reuters says, what consequences there would be after the audit.
That means there will not be any consequences. So that's another way of obscuring, right? It's unclear. We can't really say. We don't really know what the consequences, because there won't be any. Who's going to be held responsible? This is an audit that, I don't know if it says it in this article, but you told me off the air, this was ordered 28 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It gets there.
And they're just getting to it now?
It gets there in two paragraphs. Yeah. We'll get there. Shanahan, again, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan, said the focus would be on fixing the issues. Quote, "We need to develop our plans to address the findings and actually put corrective actions in place. Some of the compliance issues are irritating to me. The point of the audit is to drive better discipline in our compliance with our management systems and procedures." So basically, we did this audit to find out where we're screwing up and how badly.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're screwing up a lot.
Yes.
And they're screwing up very badly.
There was a federal law passed in 1990 that mandated that U.S. government agencies be audited, but the Pentagon had not faced a comprehensive audit until this one was launched last December.
Wow.
Defense officials and outside
experts.
This
is government for you and how efficient they are. They passed a mandate. It's a mandate. In 1990, and here we are 28 years later.
But there's no consequences in these, in these bills. Like, they pass them, they become law, but if there's no consequences...
Defense officials and outside experts have said it may be years before the Pentagon is able to fix its accounting gaps and errors to be able to pass an audit. U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Buccino, a Pentagon spokesman, said via email, "To clarify, the audit is not pass-fail. We did not receive an adverse finding, the lowest possible category in any area. We did receive findings of disclaimer in multiple areas. Clearly, more work lies ahead of us."
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, they're just going to shape right up. And they'll be ready for their next audit in another 28 years.
I mean,
how often are these audits supposed to happen?
Good question.
Yeah.
Annually, I don't think.
I mean, if it took 28 years to get to the first one.
I don't think it's going
to
happen again anytime soon.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure it's probably supposed to happen annually, because every other organization it happens annually, right?
Yeah. I mean, how can you be sure? You would like to believe, maybe, but you can't be sure about that. Again, as you pointed out, even if they did say it has to happen annually, no one's been held responsible if it hasn't happened annually. So, you know, obviously it doesn't have to happen annually.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the actual wording of the law to see if it specifies how often these audits happen or if it just says we have to audit all of them.
So I love bureaucrat speak where they kind of roundabout say nothing or say as little as possible. Like this statement that you read here, "We need to develop our plans to address the findings." So you address the findings, you don't. You know, there's three other steps here, right? Or a few other steps. We need to begin developing our plans to address the findings. So they're just going to begin talking about doing something down the line to address these things, but we need to develop the plans first. So spend a lot of time developing the plans.
All right,
then
guys,
we'll spend more time planning.
How are we going to actually read this audit? We know that, you know, they told us we failed, but now we actually have to read the audit verbatim and then figure out how to fix things. But we have
to
have to figure out how we're going to read this. Are we going to have one guy read it, or are we going to break this up into sections?
We need a new bureaucracy to form a task force to where we can then figure out how to read this audit and then figure out, well, first of all, we need to fund this thing. So we need to get funding to figure out how to read the audit so then we can then make plans on how we want to think about doing these things in the future back well, once we're all retired,
right.
You know, the next generation will pass the baton on to them, and you know, they can start thinking about how to fix these problems.
Shut it all down.
But wait a minute, Chris. Are you saying we should be defenseless against foreign agents coming to our soil and destroying our livelihood?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying let the individual decide what security organizations they want to fund. And
but, Chris, don't we need to have a centralized, powerful force that can afford to buy things like surface-to-air missiles and aircraft carriers and the things that you need to have to defend yourself against world powers?
I don't see why we have other organizations around the world.
So you're just saying we don't need aircraft carriers.
I didn't say that. What I said.
Well, how is it going to be that somebody can afford an aircraft carrier?
Germany, England, there's a lot of different players that all have their own armies, and they team up together, and they practice together.
Yeah, but you're giving examples of other governments. Are you saying there should be a government
military?
I'm
not saying that at all. I'm simply saying that you can have people join up private militaries of sorts.
You think that people will donate to an aircraft carrier?
I think that if it comes down to my own personal security here in New Hampshire, I would be willing to fund some sort of defensive operation.
Okay. There are currently, in the entire world, 20 aircraft carriers.
Or 18 of them in the United States?
The United Probably. States military has 11 of
11,
them.
Okay.
The United Kingdom has one. Italy has two.
Wow. Who's in second place? Italy? Or China?
Italy's
or
in two. Okay. In second place with two.
Wow. Wow.
China has one.
Wow.
With two under construction.
And that's a nation of how many, you know, hundreds of millions, billions of people? I don't
so,
even
so
know.
So clearly a we lot need of people in 11 aircraft carriers.
No.
No, oh, I'm sorry. What, this wasn't aircraft carriers. What
this was aircraft carriers.
This is aircraft carriers.
This
we
like,
have 11. Okay. We don't need 11.
Isn't right. that the largest Navy military piece of equipment, basically, an aircraft carrier? They don't get much bigger than that, right? Like, that's the maximum. That would,
right. Like, what else would you have? Like a super aircraft carrier that you put
don't
aircraft
give them any
carriers
ideas.
On?
Don't give them any ideas. You know, Trump wants to do this Space Force thing, right? They might be able to outdo it. Some sort of super Space Force aircraft carrier thing.
I would think that would be smaller.
No, you can't put aircraft
no,
carriers
better.
In space.
Don't give them ideas. They might try it.
You can't do it. Boats don't go in space.
What do you think ships are?
Oh, wow.
Spaceships.
Not boats.
You
they
can build an aircraft carrier. A spaceship carrier. They're coming up here in moments. They're going to have us. They're talking about a space force now.
They are.
All right, more coming up here in moments. You can bring up anything you want. Monopoly for Millennials is also on the way.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son, Extra, has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free to bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Big thanks to Paul Ritter, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier, which means that he is giving $10 a month to Free Talk Live's AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And we only ask $5 a month. He's doing 10, which is great, but we appreciate people who do 5 as well. We're calling out all of our Free Talk Live amplifiers, and you're showing me a note that says Sunday, and I don't know what that is.
The thing that we just said that we, I thought we talked about.
Oh, earlier. Okay. I thought this had something to do with Paul Ritter.
No.
Okay. Sorry. So anyway, Paul, given to the AMP program, AMP allows us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, getting us on more radio stations, which we actually just got, I think, a new station sent in agreement today.
Oh, nice.
I'm not at liberty to say which one, but that's good news. In fact, there's really good news on the near future for Free Talk Live, or at least potential good news. Two of the biggest radio personalities in talk radio are basically throwing in the towel and calling it quits in the beginning of 2019. Mm-hmm. Laura Ingraham, who is a talk show host and she has a Fox News television program, she is giving up her radio show completely. She's been on the air for as long as I can remember. I've been in talk radio for a long time, and I remember in the beginning days when we first went to these talk show conventions that we go to, back when there were more than one of them. There's only one now. It's, you know, it's just kind of a shrinking business to some extent. But they used to have huge banners with Laura Ingraham's head on them, and Michael Savage as well. He's also cutting his show back. But I remember these things. I mean, they had hundreds of affiliates, 300, 400 affiliates, and now she's walking away from all of that.
To focus on a podcast.
Correct. And to do her TV shows. She's going to keep her TV show. She's cutting out her radio show entirely. So that's hundreds of stations that are going to be needing 3 hours a day of content, many of them.
Right.
Plus, Michael Savage, as I mentioned, who's also a very big-name talk show host. These are in the top 10. Yeah. These guys are in the top 10.
I've heard that name.
Correct. He's awful. She's awful as well, but, you know, the awful conservatives. And he's cutting his show back by 2 hours to do a one-hour podcast and a one-hour live radio show. Hmm. So he had a three-hour show. He has a currently a three-hour live show every day. And it used to be that he was in our day part, meaning he was a competitor to Free Talk Live directly. Then he moved from evenings into afternoon drive, and now he's cutting back to 1 hour of live radio per
day.
But
there are still a lot of stations that are running him later in the day.
That's correct. So
they're keeping him in the day part that he was in,
yep,
even though he's not live in that day part anymore.
And some stations also run Laura Ingraham at night as well. So Ingraham does a morning show. She does like a late mornings, kind of 10 noon, 10 to 1 o'clock or something like that. And so she's gone. It's going to be harder for us to get on those stations because we're a nighttime show, and those stations won't want to run us during the day because that means they have to, what they call in the business, delay broadcast the show. But there are, like I said, there's plenty of stations that take both of those shows and play them back at late night. Mm-hmm. So this is a big opportunity. If you have a local talk station that has one or both of these talk show hosts on it, call the program director. Now's a good time for it. If you haven't talked to your local PD in a while or ever, call the program director at your local talk station if they're airing these shows and say, hey, consider Free Talk Live. I really like this show. I'd love to hear it on your station. Because we're still, you know, even though we've got 194 radio stations from coast to coast, that still doesn't put us in every market. It puts us in a fraction of the markets.
Right.
So there's a big opportunity out there right now, and it's thanks to folks like Paul Ritter who are helping us market the show effectively and getting our program in front of radio stations. And if you want to help us with that, there's also other things we do to amp the show, like internet advertising and other things. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn about the perks that you get access to as an amplifier, like the Amp Only Facebook group. There's the Amp Only podcast. There's special contributors sections to our chat server over on the Discord and more. Get all the details. Get signed up. Use Bitcoin BTC or use PayPal or use your credit card over at amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate that. AMPamp.freetalklive.com. All right, so still to come here tonight, Chris, you've got some technology-related news. In fact, the PlayStation Network is being taxed, apparently, in Chicago.
That's the thing we discussed on Sunday.
Did we actually? Okay, that's why I was asking. Okay, so you did talk about that. And then also, YouTube is possibly going to be censoring even more content. That's all on the way here tonight. Plus,
so to sort of let people know what the thing was, in Chicago, there's an entertainment tax.
I thought it was called an amusement tax.
It is. It's
because it goes way back to like
amusement tax.
Right, but it's on basically anything that is entertaining or amusing.
Right. Yeah.
So I've heard both terms used interchangeably in describing what this thing is.
I think it's because the amusement, this is an old law from what I understand, and it goes way back, so it's probably more likely to be called amusements back then.
But it's already been collected. It's a 9% tax that has already been collected on things like your Spotify, if you pay for the Spotify service, your Pandora, your Netflix, your Hulu.
Yep.
Now, PlayStation is going to start collecting the tax on people that...
Based on your address on the credit card.
Based on the billing address. So if you live in one of the suburbs... But you have all of your mail go to like a mail collection place in Chicago.
You get taxed.
You get taxed. If you
and there's probably no way to appeal it.
Right. If you let's say are in the military and you're stationed elsewhere, but you're from Chicago.
Yeah.
You get this tax.
So it's interesting. One of the ways to avoid this as a user is to change your billing address temporarily online. Now it's probably not legal, but. Change it online, and if you...
Wait. You mean change it on your credit card company?
On your credit card, log into your bank's website, change the address, the billing address.
Then sign up for the PlayStation.
Then sign up for the service, and then go and change it back.
That's interesting.
It should work.
Now, is that...
But as you said, it might not be legal.
It may not be legal, but again, this is each for each user to decide for themselves whether or not they...
Now, what would be the...
Research how legal it is.
What would be the violation in theory of...
Who knows?
I mean, you're essentially avoiding a tax, right? I mean, that's essentially all you're doing. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not illegal to tell a company, a credit card company, that you've changed addresses, right? I mean, even though that's somewhat fraudulent, it's not.
If you don't
no damage.
Live at the address, then it could be considered credit card fraud.
But you're not defrauding
you're
anybody.
Not, who are you you're defrauding?
Not, you're not taking money from somebody. You're not. There's no financial damage to the credit card company for you changing your address.
Yeah, I don't see how that's fraud.
I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't be written that way in statute.
It's,
so.
it's your card, so it's changing your own address.
Well, their card that they're issuing to you.
Right, if I told PayPal that my address was 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
I don't live there.
Right.
That is fraud.
It's fraud, but there's no victim. There's no actual, like... It's not,
you're trying to logic
well,
regulations and laws. I'm just saying, you know, Chris admitted it might not be legal.
It's called a billing address. It doesn't mean you have to live there. My billing address is not my house.
That's
my
true.
Billing address is a...
Mine's a mailbox.
A central mailbox, right.
Right. You can have
facility.
A mailing address that is not your house, but unless it's your mailing address, it is arguably fraud.
Here's another way to do it. You can put any address in as post office address, and then you have to, I believe, I'm trying to think what it has to be called. If you guys know what I'm talking about, there's where you can have it delivered to the post office and you go and pick it up.
Post office box.
No, you don't need a post office box. It's general delivery. If you put general delivery and then
you have to go and show ID
of the post office, you can go and show ID. You wouldn't be, in that case, committing fraud of any kind.
So you're using the most broad definition of fraud, Daryl, the definition of any deception, trickery, or humbug, according to
right.
the
and
dictionary.
Right, and generally, regulations and statutes and ordinances and laws, etc., are written so broadly
sure.
that they could prosecute you.
I'm not saying they couldn't prosecute you, okay? I'm just saying I question whether or not it's fraud, because I tend to think of fraud as having a victim. So the number one definition is deceit, trickery, sharp practice, or breach of confidence perpetrated for profit or to gain some unfair or dishonest advantage. So is it dishonest? Okay, yeah. But is anybody actually being damaged by it?
Is it dishonest?
No.
I'm not sure if it
How
is dishonest.
How many people are damaged because, you know, somebody has like a tenth of a gram of cannabis,
and you're gaining,
but they get convicted of things?
If you're gaining an advantage,
a legitimate address that you're using as your billing address,
you're gaining
how is that?
An advantage against a criminal element, okay? So is it fraud if somebody sticks a gun
I'm
in your face?
I'm not saying it's immoral or unethical. I'm saying
well, most
it's
people think immoral
illegal.
When you say fraud, right? Generally, when you say something's fraud, it's considered to be immoral, and I'm saying that if you are
I'm
using
saying it
deception,
probably meets the legal definition.
I don't care about the legal definition. We're talking about morality here. If you're using deception,
Chris said the thing might be illegal.
I don't care
and
about
I
that.
I agreed with him.
Fine.
And now
I agree with you there
too. About me agreeing with something.
We're
Chris
talking
said.
About the
talk
word
to a lawyer,
fraud.
Guys.
There's more coming up here in moments. If you're using deception to trick an aggressor, I don't care about that. Whether it's illegal or not, I also don't care about that either. More coming up.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.